From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. An Amber Alert that was issued late Thursday night by state police for the Roswell Police Department in locating 2-year-old Dayton Lerma, accompanied by his mother Celeste Alvidres, was canceled around 2:30 this morning. The man believed to have abducted them, 29-year-old Joseph Eric Lerma. The man believed to have abducted them, 29-year-old John Eric Lerma of Roswell, was also wanted for a homicide on Tuesday. He was also located. No other details are available. 35-year-old Cameron Reeve of Tatum was killed when the vehicle he was driving, a 2019 Toyota SUV, collided head-on with a 2012 Mack semi-truck on State Road 206 just north of Lovington Monday night, that according to state police. Reports indicate that Reeve was traveling north on State Road 206 and then for an unknown reason crossed into the southbound lane of 206. He was killed instantly. The driver of the semi-truck, a 63-year-old woman, was airlifted to University Medical Center in Lubbock. There has been no updated reports on her condition. The Republican Party of New Mexico will hold its state convention beginning today in Amarillo, Texas. In Amarillo? That's because too many state restrictions were still in place when the convention was being planned. State Chair Steve Pierce elaborates.
Back when we got the contracts for the facility, you couldn't have large gatherings in New Mexico. It's still limited like to 150. We got 300 people showing up in Amarillo. They're excited. People want to get away for the weekend, but they also want to be a part of determining the course for the next 2 years. We just didn't feel like we could do it in New Mexico.
The convention will run through Sunday. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.